We haven't talked recently about the language we talk here in Northern Ireland. I've mentioned before that as well as Scottish and Irish Gaelic influences, we also still use phrases from Elizabethan English. But did you know that we also have our own Belfast version of Cockney rhyming slang? Probably the best known phrase is "your tatty bread," basically meaning your life expectancy is about to be greatly reduced. If you're a wee bit hard of hearing, you might be described as corned beef, in other words, deef. If you live in the heel and ankle area, that's the Shankill Road, then you might want an orange sash or juice and ace, but really make sure your face is James Dean, clean. While you're at it, you might want to church dome your belly clear before you leave the Mickey Mouse. In other words, comb your hair before you leave the house. You might want to put on your banger boot and then use your jam jar to save your plates of meat, coat, car, and feet. Or somebody might say, "Shift your big plates of meat there so I can get by you." I knew a pastor once who hailed from England, and he thought he had successfully picked up the local slang, only he ended up encouraging his congregation to clap their plates of meat. If you've ever tried it, you'll have discovered, like me, that it's a bit difficult to do. Most of us open our mince pies after a Robin Hood, Bo Peep and our own Jimmy Ned every night. A good sleep in your own bed. If you're a man, you might take out your Ian Fraser and have a dig in the grave, a shave. And instead of eating in, you could go out for a Ruby Murray for your tea. That's a curry. Ruby Murray, by the way, was a well-known singer and actress, very successful in the UK charts back in the 50s, and originally from the Donegal Road in Belfast. A dig in the north and south would be pretty unpleasant, and an Irish mick in the Lower Falls could actually turn out to be an even more painful experience. I'll leave you to work that one out for yourselves. We don't always talk in rhymes here. In fact, it's mainly in certain parts of Belfast that you'll hear that. We do have a habit of ending sentences with certain words. In Belfast, it's now, usually pronounced nigh. In County Antrim and Derry, will put hay onto the end. I was all affronted, hey, and causing some bemused visitors to look in vain on their map for a place called Derry Hay. "Where are you from?" "I'm from Derry Hay." In County Down, where I live, you'd be more likely to hear the word boy, though it'll be pronounced by, as in, "How's it going there, by?" Talking of moving your plates of meat, my mother would often say, "You're sprawled out there like a churnadran." Imagine a milk churn tilted up to drain. She had some other great descriptions too. "For dear sake, would you teddy yourself up a bit? You're like an owl looking out of a holly bush." Or sometimes, "You look like Joseph Locke." Now, who was Joseph Locke, I hear you ask? Well, he was another singer from Northern Ireland, a tenor actually, who was successful in the 40s and 50s, appearing in Blackpool and on the radio, TV, and in several films. He was born Joseph McLaughlin in Derry, but his real name was too long for the bill, so his agent shortened it to Joseph Locke. There's now a memorial to him on Queen's Quay in Derry. Locke was known as the Singing Bobby because he'd previously served in the Palestine Police Force and then in the Royal Ulster Constabulary. He was famous for many Irish ballads, but especially "I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen."